And well, it wasn't said, but we all noticed the delegation with parody. And I believe that that deserves to be noted and welcomed. We had a rich exchange. We learned a great deal from each other for the interest of migrants and the population at large. I noted that your country, and it is known because of the historical background, that has improved and continues to cover some of the lacks with improvements. You pointed this out, head of delegation, how to implement a public policy that is efficient. Tools are necessary, and that perhaps pointed to a shortcoming. I asked a question about research and teaching facilities, and you spoke about universities that are required to accompany these efforts. I know that there are academics working in this area, and there was an outstanding thesis made at the end of December last year in France about the history of immigration from Paraguay. It was by Maria Batidis. So work is being done to study this. And we would like to know what is being done within the country because scientific research needs to be supported. This research sometimes draws our attention to subtle matters that deserve attention and care. There needs to be further encouragement of research, investigation, to support the young to carry out such endeavors. Another point, and you mentioned this too, is the role of the diaspora, the Paraguayan diaspora, and the role they play in the development of the country. You spoke about the remittances which contribute to this, and I was surprised to see that there was a percentage of the Paraguayan population that is of Brazilian origin that arrived in the 1970s. And I wanted information about this. I wanted specific data to have a clearer picture and have a better understanding of the situation. I would have appreciated that data. And similarly for the situation of migrant women, and this is a concern I believe I share with my colleagues. Those who work as domestic workers, we know that oftentimes these are isolated women. Women that aren't protected by trade unions in their work. There are interesting mechanisms that have been established, such as the platform, which we lauded. But more needs to be done to assist these vulnerable women. Vulnerable twice over, once as an immigrant, then as an immigrant woman, working in an enclosed environment, far removed from sources of information. We spoke about children too. There's a great deal of work to be done. Your answers, your contributions, and your desire to improve the situation have convinced me that with assistance, as we are all here to assist each other, the laws will be created and implemented, because our goal at the end of the day is to be practical. The platform that you mentioned, I am sure we will speak about that to other member states as a good practice. We are not the gatekeepers here. We are rather trying to convey best practices. Your country has ratified the Marrakesh Treaty, and I hope that you will support the convention by making it better known in your country and to express your support to the convention in your conversations with other state parties. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sharaf. And now I would like to take the floor as a country co-rapporteur. And I would like to